USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
That I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
Amy Coney Barrett is now a Supreme Court Justice. She was sworn in by Justice Clarence Thomas at a Monday night ceremony on the White House lawn. The Senate voting earlier in the evening, 52-48, to confirm Barrett in a mostly party-line vote. At the ceremony, President Trump said that he considers nominating Supreme Court justices to be one of his highest duties.
The Constitution is the ultimate defense of American liberty. The faithful application of the law is the cornerstone of our republic. That is why, as president, I have no more solemn obligation and no greater honor than to appoint Supreme Court justices.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
After strengthening into a hurricane Monday, Zeta is expected to hit the Yucatan Peninsula tonight before turning for the U.S. Gulf Coast. The Category 1 storm is expected to bring sustained winds of 85 miles an hour and dangerous storm surges to parts of the Yucatan Peninsula before turning north back into the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters expect it to re-strengthen before threatening the Gulf Coast on Wednesday. Hurricane watches are in effect from Morgan City, Louisiana, to the Mississippi-Alabama border, including all of New Orleans. More than 90,000 people have been evacuated from communities in Southern California by a rapidly growing wildfire. Fire crews say the blaze started Monday morning and quickly grew to more than 7,200 acres, driven by strong Santa Ana winds. 60,000 people were initially evacuated from the Irvine area, with more being ordered out as the fire exploded throughout the day. Two Orange County Fire Authority firefighters were critically injured fighting the blaze. Both are being treated for their injuries. The National Weather Service is warning that fire danger will continue this week as warm, dry conditions with high winds are forecast for the next several days. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On the campaign trail, President Trump continued to hit former Vice President Joe Biden over recent remarks on fracking, including Monday in stops in the battleground state of Pennsylvania. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Three local Pennsylvania news outlets asked Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden about his opposition to fracking, Biden appearing to shift position, saying he'll only oppose fracking on federal land. President Trump spending his Monday in Pennsylvania saying Biden's energy plan will not be good for folks in Pennsylvania.
Joe Biden confirmed his plan to abolish the entire U.S. oil industry. That means no fracking, no jobs, no energy for Pennsylvania families, Texas, all the other. Biden's plan is an economic death sentence for Pennsylvania's energy sector. I think you all know that.
Biden was also in Pennsylvania Monday and attacked the White House and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows for comments over the weekend where Meadows said the administration couldn't control the pandemic.
And look how many people are dead. 220,000. And it's expected as many as another 200,000 could die between now and the end of the year. And he said, we're not going to control it. Not going to control it. The bottom line is Donald Trump is the worst possible president, the worst possible person. Try to lead us through this pandemic. I don't think he just doesn't have any idea what to do, or he just doesn't care.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.